The Sierra Carbonaire House, location 101 South Mesquite Street, built in 1870. Historic use, residential commercial. Current use, residential. Architectural style, territorial. Material structural system, adobe. Original owners, Francisco Sierra. Other owners, Jean and Antonia Carbonaire. This house was part of the Sierra Carbonaire property. The original owners were Francisco Sierra and his wife, Refugia Salmon de Sierra, who emigrated from Mexico around 1867 and later gave the land to their daughter, Antonia Sierra, and her husband, Jean Carbonaire, an immigrant from France. They enlarged the house in 1910, then divided the land among their children. The portion where the house is built went to their son, John, and his wife, Margarita, who built the house and raised their three children there. In addition, they had two home-based businesses, a print shop and a shoe store, per Jeanette Carbonaire Apodaca, John's niece.
The house was one of the prettiest houses in the neighborhood at that time. It was built with indoor plumbing, which was not always the case. The main carpenter for the house was Richard Apodaca. Through my Uncle John, as well as my Uncle Ben Ames, helped to build it. They had a little shoe store in the front that is now a bedroom. They would bring shoes up from Mexico and sell them out of that room. I remember when my aunt and uncle would go out, my cousin and I would have a ball in there trying on all the shoes.
The design of these one-story buildings is very simple. Straight lines, flat roofs, very thick adobe walls, a couple of old weather canales, traditional Pueblo-style water spouts, and bright colors. The older house features a brick coping that is currently covered by the same terracotta painting of the walls, and straight lines build a simple geometric design shaped in adobe. Older pictures reveal the houses have been repainted and restored. As in most of the houses from this period, it features recessed double-hung windows, in this case with eight lights in each sash and white trimming. The second house on the corner of Griggs and Mesquite has beautiful wrought iron grills and hardware on doors, windows, and the gate. The pretty grill scrollwork design and fleur-de-lis gate finales are reminiscent of Spanish-style homes. An old, interrupted red wooden low fence protects the plants.